The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings, and here Sunday morning here in California, and I see there's people here from France and Turkey and Mexico and East Coast. It's wonderful to see all of us gathering together to do for the meditation and the Dharma. So thank you very much. So as an introduction to this meditation, there is four guidelines the Buddha gives for right speech. There's lots he says about it, but a particular list of four, which is when you're going to speak, to consider, is it true, is it kind, is it beneficial, and is it timely? And so the same thing can be applied to how we speak to ourselves or how we think about ourselves in a meditation. Is what we're thinking, how we are with ourselves, is it true? Are we connecting to what's really happening in a truthful way? Is it kind, how we are with ourselves, how we relate to ourselves? Is it beneficial, how we're relating to ourselves or whatever's happening in meditation? And is it timely? And so two of these things, the timely, am I on time? Am I in time? Or am I ahead of time or after time? Thinking about the future, is you're ahead of time. If you're thinking about the past, you're behind time. You're in time here, now. And is it kind? This is one of the primary characteristics of both the goal of Buddhist practice and also the means to it, is to have a degree of care and kindness, friendliness in all directions, but in particular to oneself. But to do so when it's beneficial, to do so in a beneficial way. And so to sit and meditate, remembering that we sit down to see if we could relate to ourselves, be here, evoke some appropriate means, way of seeing ourselves, holding ourselves in friendship, in a friendly way to ourselves and all that we experience, in a kind way, in a caring way, maybe in a compassionate way. And that this allows us to settle. This allows us to not be in conflict or struggle with ourselves. If it's hard to be kind, don't struggle with that. Maybe there's a way of offering some goodwill to that difficulty. Of course it's difficult. Of course this is a hard life and difficult things have happened. And because of that difficulty, even that challenge we have to be kind, let's have goodwill to that, compassion, care. So to take this meditation, take a posture. And here too, maybe posture can be a true posture, a posture that's true to your innate value and dignity. A Buddhist word would be your innate or your nobility. And true to your circumstance, to how your body is and what you're able to do. And is the posture kind? Or are you straining and trying to almost get away from something or to prove something? Can that be a kind posture, friendly posture? And can it be beneficial, the posture you're sitting in? One that finds the balance between alertness and relaxation. It's not beneficial to be overly relaxed, and it's not beneficial to be overly alert. But the balance of those two, as if relaxation and alertness are two sides of the same hand. And are you in time? Establish yourself here in this time by maybe taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And to maybe as you exhale, to relax into this time, this place, this body, this being that you are, that for these minutes, maybe you'll be kind. Maybe as you inhale, fill yourself with kindness, fill yourself with goodwill or a sense of care, like you're caring for yourself. After all, this is a path to freeing ourselves from suffering. It's one of the most beneficial and caring things we can do. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And continue to relax a bit as you exhale, softening wherever in your body you might feel some extra holding, tension. Softening, relaxing in the face. In the shoulders. In the chest, both the surface of the chest and deep in the heart center. And softening the belly. And then sitting quietly, see if there's some gentle way, and maybe it's only a slight way, that you open up an attitude of friendliness to all that you will experience during this meditation. Open an attitude of kindness so that your awareness is kind, is caring. And what's beneficial about this such a simple, kind, open awareness? That it's easier to gather ourselves together, to become whole, unified, connected to it all when we're not, but it's easier to do so when we're not in conflict with what's going on or racing away from what's happening here. And a great support for all this, for some of us, can be resting the experience, this kind awareness, with the breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. And if it's nice for you to do so, maybe as you inhale, filling kindness, goodwill, and care throughout your body. And as you exhale, spread that outwards beyond you into the world. Kindness is born with the beginning of the in-breath and spreads wide in the exhale. Letting the thinking mind become quieter, stiller, softer. Not trying too hard, but not letting up either. A gentle persistence. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing kindness spreads through the body and spreads beyond. May we generate kindness for ourselves and for all things. and you find yourself drifting off in thought, use that as a reminder to be kind. And in the kindness and the friendliness, appreciate that it's more beneficial to be awake to what's happening here and now, to be in time, on time, here, with awareness, kind awareness, breathing in and breathing out. And this movement towards kindness perhaps makes it more inviting to be awake, to be mindful, to be present here. And as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps if it's easy enough for you to generate goodwill, kindness, compassion, a sense of care, as you inhale, fill your lungs with, just as you fill your lungs with oxygen, you fill your body with a sense of care and kindness. And as you exhale, to spread that kindness out to the people who you think of that would be useful to hold in your care and your kindness and your friendliness. Breathing in, generating kindness. Breathing out, spreading it out to those you know and think of. Wishing them well. Friends, family. People around the world who you don't know. People who are struggling and are unhappy. People who are happy and celebrating. See if you can spread your goodwill outward equally to all beings everywhere. That the very basic human sense of care and goodwill is something that's appropriate to spread wide and far and equally to all beings. And to have the aspiration that every time you meditate, that you do so to benefit yourself and to benefit the world, for your own welfare and the welfare of others. Maybe equally, and the more the meditation benefits you, the more you'll be able to benefit the world. May it be that our meditation this morning or this day is for the welfare and happiness of the whole world. That we make a difference on this day, and that when we get up from meditation and continue over the next 24 hours, that perhaps we're inspired to act, to speak, and to think with goodwill to the people we encounter and the people we have come into our hearts and minds. May all beings be kind. May all beings receive our goodwill. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe, and may all beings be free.